This is Akashvani, the news read by Narang Koyang. Several union ministers of a newly formed Union Council of Ministers have assumed their due office today. Home Minister Amit Shah, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar, Agricultural Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan, and Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw are prominent among those who assume charge today. Home Minister Amit Shah also took charge of the Ministry of Cooperation. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar assumed the charge of Ministry of External Affairs. Talking to media after assuming the charge, Dr. Jaishankar said Bharat First and Vasudeva Kutumbakam will be the two guiding axioms for the Indian foreign policy. He exuded confidence that the foreign policy of Modi 3.0 will be very successful under the leadership of Prime Minister. He said the influence of India has been steadily growing and other countries feel that India is truly their friend who stands with them in times of crisis. Dr. Jaishankar said it is a very big deal for a government to get elected 3 times in a row and the world will feel there is a lot of political stability in India today. The External Affairs Minister said that the focus will be on finding solution for border issues with China and Pakistan and also cross-border terrorism. After assuming the charge of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Ministry, Dr. Chauhan said, the Prime Minister has resolved to double the income of farmers and the government is continuously working for that. He said the ministry will now work even faster and will take every possible step for the welfare of farmers. Mr. Chauhan also said that he will hand over the Sankalp Patra to officials today itself. Ashwini Vaishnaw assumed charge as Minister of Information and Broadcasting. Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting Dr. L. Murugan and Secretary, Ministry of Information and Broadcasting Sanjay Jaju welcomed Mr. Vaishnaw. Talking to reporters, Mr. Vaishnaw said, in the last 10 years, Mr. Modi has brought a huge change in lives of people. He said Prime Minister Modi has brought India's economy from 11th place to 5th place. Dr. L. Murugan today assumed charge as Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting in New Delhi. Talking to reporters after assuming the charge, Dr. Murugan said that communication is very important to take the government schemes and policies to the last person of the country. Hardeep Singh Puri took charge as the Minister of Petroleum and Natural Gas and Gajendra Singh Shekhawat took charge as Minister of Culture. Bhupendra Yadav assumed charge of Environment Minister. Giriraj Singh assumed charge as Union Minister of Textiles in presence of former Textile Minister Piyush Goyal. Pavitra Margarita also took charge as MOS in the Ministry. Suresh Gopi took charge as Minister of State in the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas Ministry. LJP Ram Vilas leader Chirag Paswan today assumed the charge of the Union Minister of Food Processing Industry. Other ministers who assumed charge today include Kiran Rijiju, Jyotiraditya Sindhya, Manohar Lal, Dr. Jitendra Singh, Chayan Chaudhary, Sanjay Seth, Anpun Devi, Gajendra Singh Shekhawat and Arjun Ram Meghwal. Newly appointed Minister of State for Electronics and IT Jitin Prasad said, the IT industry has witnessed tremendous growth and transformation in the last 10 years and the government is intended to make India a global IT and technology hub. Talking to media after assuming the charge of his ministry, Mr. Prasad said that the current times, electronics and IT is a key enabler, especially for skilled youth. TDP Chief N. Chandrababu Naidu has been elected as NDA leader in the Andhra Pradesh Legislative Assembly. In a meeting of Telugu Desam Party, Janasena and BJP legislators held in Vijayawada, the MLAs elected Naidu unanimously. Janasena Party Chief and Pitapuram MLA K. Pawan Kalyan proposed Chandrababu Naidu's name as in NDA's leader in AP Assembly, which was unanimously supported by all NDA legislators. NDA won a landslide victory in Andhra Pradesh with a majority of 164 Assembly seats. The Supreme Court today refused to stay the admission counselling process to medical programs following the NEET UG 2024 examination. The court has sought response from National Testing Agency and others on the plea seeking cancellation of NEET UG examination held on 5th May this year. The matter will now be heard on 8th July after taking it with another pending petition. The plea is filed by young aspiring students for conducting an expeditious and thorough investigation of the malpractices and fraud involved in the examination. It has also sought recalling the results of the examination and conducting fresh examination. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.